Please rise. Listen to God's word. It's found in the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 14, beginning with verse 22. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately God spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is the good news of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Please be seated. You notice that Brother Nicholas is our minister of music this morning at both the organ and the piano. He was also this morning at the 8 o'clock service. And Sister Sarah and her beautiful voice brings us God's word through that beautiful instrument. Thank you. For those of you who are part of the Journey of Light, I have read the 77 inventories and will be in the process of gathering together three or four of the goods and the bads of that report to share with you Wednesday evening. The JOL is for me a very enjoyable and rewarding experience. I hope it is for those who participate and that you will share with others at least some of the kernels of what we are doing. In God's most holy name, amen. A CDA. It's a word from the ancient Greek, a CDA, is very difficult to translate its fullest meaning into English. Webster's New World Dictionary defines it as meaning the onset of boredom with all religious practices and the spiritual sloth, laziness, or apathy that boredom gives rise to. Acedia. Kathleen Norris, an award-winning poet and author of the book Amazing Grace, which if you have not read, you really should. In her recent book, Acedia and Me, she reflects about her faith in a very honest, at times startling way. Recalling her growing up years, she reflects that she was burdened by religious doubts. Faith for her was difficult. Norris quotes the poet Anne Sexter's words, "I love faith, but have none." She quotes another poet, one of her favorites that she holds in great admiration, Louise Bogan, who reflected that the gift of faith has been denied me. Kathy Norris's faith construction goes from the Bible and religious constructs and traditional theological schemas to the short stories of Flannery O'Connor, which I highly recommend to you. The reflections of a monk from ancient times and her husband's untimely death. Her many experiences, good, bad, easy, tough, teach her that when faith fades, love stays, never quite disappears. And that love was the door through which her faith moved to and fro, from strength to weakness to strength to weakness to strength again. In Matthew's gospel account of Jesus that I just read to you, chapter 14, specifically verses 28 and 31. After seeing Jesus walk on the surface of the sea, Peter tries to walk on the surface of the water as he saw Jesus do. He starts, then begins to sink. He cries out, "Lord, save me." Jesus does and adds, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Now, I don't know about you, but Peter's doubt makes sense to me. You are trying to be like the one person you want to be like. You see him walk on the surface of the water. You begin to walk on the surface of the water, only you start to sink below the surface of the waters of your possibilities. In the mind races many thoughts. I can't do it. It's more than I can accomplish. I can't swim in troubles that are over my head. I'll sink to the bottom. I'll drown in the difficulty of it all. As much as I want to be strong, I feel weak, disabled, as if climbing up a high mountain where the summit is never in sight. Faith. Sometimes we have it, and sometimes we don't. I often tell young ministers just starting out that they are to preach faith so others can have it. And sometimes, unbeknownst to those people, they will preach faith so they can have it. There are sisters and brothers whose faith always seems strong, unwavering, and assured. Other sisters and brothers struggle to have faith all their lives. Then there are those who have great faith, then establish horrible tragedy, lose their faith, and struggle the rest of their lives to regain the faith they once had. And there are those sisters and brothers having no faith at all. Then through trials and pains, through struggles and challenges, develop in their living the faith that seems to grow and grow and grow with every moment. Some, like the poet author Kathleen Norris, learn from many experiences, intellectual and social ones, that faith may ebb and flow, but love, real, genuine love, is a constant. It is love, the spiritual door through which faith enters and leaves that persists. Love seems to, in Norrison's experience, to always remain in some form, in some significant portion, somewhere. I've learned of faith. I've had it generated in my own life, it being nurtured constantly, as it has ebbed and flowed from the constant reading and study of the Bible. However, if you've ever sailed, you know that sometimes there's no wind. And what do you have to do? You have to tack this way, and this way, and this way, and this way, to get there. When the Bible hasn't done it, poets have fed my faith. Among them, Longfellow, Dickinson, Frost, Langston Hughes, Yeats. Playwrights have watered my faith when it was parched and thirsty. Among the top Tennessee Williams, Richard Rohr's spiritual writings in this contemporary time are powerful interfaith writings. Music, in its many forms, is one of the tacks I take. Provides manner for my faith. Louis Armstrong, John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Dinah Washington, Chicago, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Katie Lang, Tony Bennett, Bessie Smith, African American spirituals, well performed and well felt, bluegrass, and Bing Crosby, Joe Stafford, Peggy Lee, Mozart, Beethoven, Rachmaninoff, Peter, Paul, and Mary, the Limelighters, and many, many more. People whom God has privileged me to serve have taught me a lot about faith when my faith has been low. Feeding the health of my own, they've taught me and shown me through their struggles to raise their families. Words shared with me in their dying. Tears of sorrows, deeply painful seen experiences, tears of joy euphoric and witness. scholar in the pulpit. Little do you know. When I was 13, I was reading William Blake, Study of Tyranny, John Stuart Mill, Longfellow, Yeats. When I need another tack, this is where I go. I study Sufism. That's the mystical side of Islam. I study Jewish mysticism. Rich. I study Native American spiritual writings, chants, and stories. It brings you close to nature, close to the elements. If you want to say the simple and powerful eloquence of things said simply, I study the Quaker spiritual writings. From the 13th century, my favorite is Meister Eckhart. If you have not read St. John of the Cross's Dark Night of the Soul, you do not know that in the midst of your depression, there is a sign of hope. Carl Jung's writings of dreams and myths. Joseph Campbell's marvelous grasp of, it seems, nearly everything. In the simple life of the Amish families that surround my wife and I in our Pennsylvania valley. They all have in the past and continue now to teach me faith. Helping me to have it when I don't. Helping me to keep it when life says to me in so many ways, give it up. The lyricist, Mary Nelson Keithon. Garth Hill suggests to her that when the waves of life's troubles are crashing all around us and we feel our drowning, faith is somehow deep inside of us telling us that God holds us close. Or when dark clouds of trouble batter us, shattering hopes and loves and life, breaking into countless small pieces, our securities and our confidence, faith sometimes somehow reminds us that God is forever and we belong to God. Faith can be courage, never giving up. When everything and everybody says give up or have already given up themselves. Faith can be the will to go on living when the reason to gets lost in the fog and the tragedy of life. Faith can be confidence that when everything seems hopeless and without meaning, and yes, faith can take a stand and say yes. When everything and everybody around you is saying, shouting, no. Kathy Norris's honesty is refreshing when she shares with us that faith for her is difficult. I can relate to that. Perhaps you can too. Sometimes this is because acedia, laziness, has crept into my life. Perhaps you too struggle with acedia too once in a while. Not all stories are true, but all stories have meaning. Not all stories in the Bible are true, but they all have meaning. The story, the disciple sees Jesus walking on the sea coming toward them. The story continues. that Peter tries walking on the surface of the water too. But fear, lack of confidence, had him seeking beneath the water's surface. Lord, help me, he cried out in his distress, and the Lord did. Then Jesus says to Peter, and says to us as well, you are of little faith, why do you doubt? We might answer him saying, now look here, Jesus, frankly, sometimes having faith seems too much for us. Lord, help us. And he will. And he will. And he will. Amen.